Listen. Hello? We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
You play to win the game.
Next fan up.
I want winners.
Featuring Pod Vader and the Superfans.
But they are who we thought they were.
Coming up on this incomplete edition of the Next Fan Up podcast. Hello, everybody. I am Pod Vader. Incomplete because this is being recorded before the Thursday night game has even kicked off. So I apologize in advance for being incomplete, but I'm sure that you'll find a full recap of the Thursday night game and many of your favorite websites and sources and podcasts and whatnot. As you know, it is Fantasy Friday, and we'll have our fantasy guys, Sam and Rob, give you some daily fantasy game advice. I normally answer a question or two. I don't have one this week. So if you have fantasy questions that you want answered by me, please feel free to email them in, nextfanup@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at NFU Podcast. And on Facebook.com/NFU Podcast, we have all of our previews there, and you can check those out. And you can always interact with us on Facebook as well. We are a very interactive show, and we want the interaction from you, the fan, because we are the voice of the fan. See how that works? All right. Hey, go to BetDSI.com if you want to do some wagering this weekend. They have all the NFL games, any sport that you want. They've really got pretty much everything. They've got all sorts of different wagers that you can put on the NFL games. They've been around for a while, so they're a trustworthy company. You know you can trust them. They have great customer service, so if there's ever any problems, they're going to fix those for you. And they have fast payments of any winnings that you have. Now, on your first deposit, you're going to get a 100% bonus, which is fantastic. And then you use our promo code FANUP10, and you get yourself an extra 10 bucks. It's fantastic. So go to BetDSI.com to place your wagers on the NFL games this weekend. Maybe you want to put some money down on some college games. They've got that too. Go now, get that 100% bonus and a free 10 bucks using our promo code FANUP10. That's FANUP, the number 10. All right, let's get to Sam and Rob.
Welcome back to the Next Fan Up Fantasy Podcast. We are a quarter way done with the season at week 5. I am joined, as always, by the Bills superfan, Robert. How's it going today, Robert?
We're doing well. I'm here in South Florida, but fortunately on the west coast of South Florida. So while a lot of people on the east coast are getting rain and wind from Hurricane Matthew, it is 80 degrees and sunny where I am. So hope they're staying safe on that side. And I'll be hanging out by the pool in about an hour with a drink in my hand on this side.
Yeah, it seems like the west side of Florida is where to be these days. Let's get to fantasy for this week. And, you know, the topic we were talking about, I experienced it, some of it this week, is defenses you want to avoid in your daily fantasy matchups or in your season fantasy matchups. And the first one I'm going to throw out is any number one wide receiver starting against the Vikings. You cannot start him. They do a great job with Xavier Rhodes and safety help, along with pressure, to really stop any wide receiver one. I mean, look back, they stopped, they stopped Odell, they stopped DeAndre Hopkins. So it's been a great season for them. Have you noticed any defenses you're staying away from matching up with specific positions?
As far as positions, I would say if I had a guy who was the number one strength of a particular offense, like for the Buffalo Bills, it would be LeSean McCoy. I would have trouble playing him against a team, against the New England Patriots, because they always go out of their way to stop the thing that you do the best. Last week, they really, other than I think he did end up kind of sneaking into the end zone, but, you know, take that away. And that's going to have, that's kind of by chance. He really didn't do anything on the ground or the air. He didn't do too much. So I think if you do have a number one option, New England's always known for just kind of stopping whatever it is you do best. So that's one thing that I kind of look at if a team is playing, playing New England.
Yeah. I mean, I had McCoy on my team, so I was lucky he found the end zone. Another defense I'm avoiding is Denver. I think any position against them, you're in daily fantasy, I would almost say anybody that's playing Denver is an automatic sit because they just do such a great job of controlling the game, shortening the game where games are going to lose the season. They're not going to give up 28 points doing it. You know, games are going to lose. It's going to be when they can't score. They're going to lose 17-7 or 10-0 or things like that. So I know a lot of people are probably going to be jumping on the Matt Ryan, Julio Jones bandwagon this week, and I would just issue a big warning because that Atlanta offense hasn't played a pass rush like Denver. I know they played Carolina. They just beat Carolina, but Carolina has not looked great this season, and Denver has looked just as good as they did last season. So those are two players that I'm issuing a stay away from, which of course means that Julio Jones is going to go for another 300 yards, and I'm going to be wrong, but I'm sticking with it. I'm not playing any Falcons this week. But with that being said, should we just go straight to our matchup?
Yeah, let's go into the matchup. I'm looking forward to that. I need to get some revenge. I had a terrible lineup against you. I got whooped.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even play such a great lineup, but DeAndre Hopkins really last
week.
Oh
man, I'm done.
With a cam injury. Who do you have playing quarterback this week? Who's taking you back to the promised land?
This week, I'm going Big Ben. That offense, man. I realize that Williams is a pretty good back for Pittsburgh, but you put Le'Veon Bell in there. I mean, they played a good defense last week. They played Kansas City, and they were on fire the whole game. I think that the Jets' pass defense is not special. You know, Revis Island is now, you know, I saw a meme, I think last week it was Revis Island. It was just a picture of burnt toast. You know, he's not what he used to be. I think that the Steelers are going to pass the ball with ease against them. And I think for $8,600, he's probably the first or second quarterback just for me overall. So I think that's great value. And I think, you know, you're shooting for 17 points with a salary like that. And I think that's very easily attainable this week for him.
Yeah, 17 almost seems like a floor for Big Ben. That being said, I took somebody who has had two bad weeks and his value has declined a little bit. I'm going with Eli Manning against the subpar Green Bay pass defense. That's my super fan battle with Brian, our Green Bay super fan. He's worried about those corners because Sam Shields is out. So I'm thinking a big game from Eli, and a little later on we'll see exactly how big I think it will be. But let's move to running backs, a position that I really can't gauge this season. And my favorite running back this week is David Johnson, who's playing Thursday night, so he's out of our contest. So who did you go with this week?
All right, so this week I went with Melvin Gordon. He's just a volume play. He gets a lot of the action there. Oakland's defense is by no means scary right now. It's a division game. I think the game, especially for San Diego, they lost their defensive back Varnett. So I think it's going to be a fairly high scoring game from both sides. So I think the opportunity for points is going to be there. You know, I want him at about 15 points, and I think that that's something that could definitely happen. The other running back that I'm playing is Terrence West. For Baltimore, he's kind of separated himself as kind of the lead back. I personally think that'll last until Kenneth Dixon kind of finds his legs and gets healthy. I think he's going to be available this week, which is why they released Justin Forsett. But we're worried about this week only, and he's playing not a very good run defense. They're at home. They're playing the Washington, the Washington Redskins, and $6,400. I think that against Oakland, he ran for over 100 yards. I think he could easily do the same thing against Washington. You know, get in the end zone once as well. I think 6,400 is just good value.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting him too, so ditto everything you just said. I think he's extremely undervalued this week. I don't think it's going to last, but he maybe has, like you said, Kenneth Dixon's coming back. He's playing a really weak Washington run defense, so I really think he'll be able to take advantage. And I paired him with Ezekiel Elliott. He's been incredible the past few weeks. They're going to lean on him. It's going to be a close game against Cincinnati. Expect him to run the ball close to 30 times again. His stats are pretty amazing for a running back this season, especially when you think that three touchdowns have been vultured from him. I think we're going to stop seeing that as now he's seemingly cured his fumble issues. So Ezekiel Elliott and Terrence West, I think, are two, you know, you match one bargain with one stud and, you know, kind of gives you a chance. And let's move to wide receivers, another position where I've just been terrible. I've been picking people 1 week too early or 1 week too late. Who do you got this week?
All right, for receivers, I have Amari Cooper, and that's just – he's due to come off. The way I see it, Crabtree has been getting all the – you know, has been getting the touchdowns. There is no – way. I refuse to believe that Amari Cooper is not as good as a receiver as Michael Crabtree. I think that he's the best wide receiver on the team. I feel like the – you know, it's one of those things where he just wasn't scoring. I think they're going to look to get him a touchdown just to get him off the schneid. I mean, he hasn't scored yet. $7,200, I think, is a value going against San Diego, who just lost their best defensive back. You know, so I covered it earlier, but I said fairly high scoring game. And I think this is the game where Amari Cooper kind of, you know, finally gets into the end zone. He's had a couple of decent games. Week one against Atlanta, he put up really good stats. He just didn't get inside the end zone. I think this game he does it. I think he definitely gets you the 14, 15 points that you're looking for. I'm playing Julian Edelman this week. And this is, you know, a volume play. Just, you know, they're playing Cleveland. He is Tom Brady's number one guy. And, you know, he's going to be back. So I look to see a typical Julian Edelman line. Whether it's, you know, 10 catches, 89 yards, maybe he gets in the end zone, maybe he doesn't. But I just think there's enough value in what he's going to bring. That 14 points to cover the $7,000 that you spend is pretty close to the floor for him for the week. And the last one, I hate to do it to you, but I like Jordy Nelson this week going against the Giants. And really, it's just – I mean, he's the guy they look to in the red zone. You know, he's the number one target there. I think there's going to be a little bit of points scored in this game. You know, they're at home. I think that, you know, Jordy will do. He's probably not going to put up like an 11-catch, 160-yard line, but I think he can get into the end zone one or two times while still catching 6-7 balls and, you know, get you the points you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, those all make sense. I think on DraftKings, Julian Edelman is close to a must play in a full PPR format. Tom Brady is going to look to him early and often. For my receivers, I went with Odell. I just think that, you know, he's due. He's angry. I think everybody around the clubhouse has been reported that they think this is a game where he just goes off and kind of silences everybody around him. Again, taking advantage of that weak Packers pass defense. Secondly, I'm going with Terrell Pryor. I know we spoke about avoiding New England because they target number one options. I think they're going to take away Crowell and really, really try to, you know, make Cody Kessler throw the ball, and he loves Terrell Pryor. I could be wrong about that. I just think he gets enough touches that he's a good play most weeks. And third, I'm with Brandon Marshall. I think the Jets are going to fall behind early. They're going to be throwing the ball all game. I think he gets a touchdown or two. He's been great this season. Decker's hurt. All signs point to a big game from Brandon Marshall. Who do you have at tight end? I think the worst position in fantasy this season. It just seems like there are no options out there. Who do you have?
Yeah, it's – I kind of punted. I went light on the position. But
did
I went
you
with
Hunter
someone...
Henry?
I did. I did take Hunter Henry.
You did?
Did you take him too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's cover Hunter Henry then. I think it's just – when you're looking at the, for me, it was just when looking at, you know, all my salaries, you know, when kind of going down, I didn't really expect to play a top guy at all. I think that the value is just there. I mean, I could have played Dennis Pitta again, you know, again and got a safe couple points, but, you know, Hunter Henry gets you some of those safe points, you know, because they're targeting him. But also, I mean, he's got a lot of upside. He's been playing well. So I think for the, you know, it's just a good value. And obviously, you know, you kind of feel the same way.
Yeah. keeps coming back worries me a little bit, but not enough to make me spend on a tight end, because then you have to really, once you spend a little bit more on tight end, you kind of have to drop a tier in wide receiver. I feel like that difference is a lot higher than Hunter Henry and the tier above him in tight ends. So that's why I just went with him. He might get a touchdown, he might not, but Phillip Rivers likes throwing it to him. And let's see if we match up again on kicker and defense this week. Who do you got?
Playing in the same game. My kicker, I have a Greg Zuerlein, Legatron, because I think it's going to be a fairly low-scoring game between Buffalo and L.A. I think L.A. is going to be able to move the ball a little bit, but I think when it gets inside that red zone, they're going to have a little bit of trouble getting into the end zone. I feel like this is a game where Zuerlein gets a couple field goals. Of course, you know, obviously just speculation because it's so tough to tell. And my defense, I'm going with the Buffalo Bills defense. I think there's a couple different ways that this game plays out, one of which I think is the Buffalo Bills defense really lighting up Case Keenum. They don't have a great offensive line. The Bills are – their defense is good this year. It is – they're good. They, you know, they get a couple sacks every game. They're intercepting the ball. This is a game where Rex's defense, which is kind of predicated on confusing the quarterback, is playing a quarterback who kind of has a reputation for not being able to diagnose plays. So I just feel like it could be – now, granted, they're going from the East Coast to the West Coast, and I'm sure there's a little bit of Buffalo bias in there. But I think that this could be a game where the Bills' defense kind of tees off on them.
Yeah, that makes sense. But luckily, we have different options. I'm going with Nick Folk. I'm on the Jets. I just think it's a shootout. He'll at least get a few field goals, if not extra points. And on defense, I went with the Vikings. Playing the Texans, they do a great job of taking away number one wide receivers. So, you know, DeAndre Hopkins isn't going to have a big game. I think Brock Osweiler is going to look as bad as he's looked all season, maybe throw a couple of picks. This is a good special teams. You always have a special teams return in there. So I went with Minnesota Vikings at 4,800. They're surprisingly low this week. I'm looking at Yahoo projections. Yahoo projects them for 6 points, which kind of seems extremely loaded when you're playing Houston. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something there, but I went with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, I like the Vikings. I'll tell you what, if the Tennessee Titans defensive backs can hold Hopkins to 9 yards, then I'm sure Minnesota will be fine covering them. It's actually a really good play. I'm kind of mad I didn't do it myself right now.
Yeah, it looks like the Rams are just $100 less than the Vikings.
Yeah, the Bills are $200 difference.
$200 difference, sorry. Yeah, oh, no. So it's one of those plays. That's what the Hunter Henrys and the Terrence West allow you to do is, you know, have a little more discretionary income to spend. I'm very proud of myself. I spend every dollar this week. Usually on FanDuel, I always have $100 or $200 left over, and I feel stupid for it. But this week, I'm sitting at zero.
Nice. Yeah, I got $100 left.
Yeah, it's almost agonizing when you have that. You know what to do. And then I've had many times where I switched my whole lineup minutes before games and everything went to shit. So with that being said, I wish you good luck this week. Hopefully not too good, though. But I'm looking for a big game from LeSean McCoy for most of my fantasy leagues.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be a fun game. You know, good luck to you. You know, I'll definitely be watching on the you guys got the Monday night game, right?
Sunday night.
Is it the Monday night or the Sunday night game?
I'm pretty sure it's Sunday night, but now that you're saying that, you're confusing me.
Well, no, I could be. I'm just looking at the time. I think it's a Sunday. I think it's just the Sunday night action. So, good luck on the national stage. Be a fun game to watch for sure. And, it should be hopefully a good week of football.
Sounds good. All the best.
All right.
You know, another beauty about this particular show is we kept it short for you this week. So hope you appreciate that, because we did give you a 2-hour preview of the Sunday games just yesterday. The Thursday previews that we post every Thursday this week, we went a little long, but we had a new super fan. We wanted to give him a chance to get his advice in. And it's very knowledgeable and reasonable advice, which offsets the bunkin' hooey that I tend to spit out every now and then. So go ahead, give that Thursday show a chance. And if you want to catch all of our shows, we're now giving you shows 5 days a week. You're going to want to subscribe to our show on iTunes. Leave us a review there, and we'll read the review on this podcast. I told you before, we're a very interactive show. We want to interact with you, the fan. That's our unique perspective, the view of all 32 from the one man who knows their team the best, the fan. Because what do the talking heads know? Only what the papers that get pushed in front of them. And I know that for a fact. All right. That's going to do it for this particular edition of Fantasy Friday. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope the advice works out for you. Good luck in all your fantasy leagues, unless you're going up against me. There you have it.
Well, I think we learned today that, this game is four quarters long.